朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
记得保罗在使徒行传26章，在当时的政治领袖面前曾经做过他自己得救的见证。
I recall Paul's own personal testimony in Acts the 26th chapter before the Roman officials.
那个时候的新任的巡抚叫菲斯都。
At that time, the person in charge was by the name of Felix.
Festus.
Festus.
那么他当时呢就对保罗说了那么一句话。
And at that time, Festus said the following to Paul.
他说保罗，你发疯了吗？
He said, are you mad?
你的学问太大，反而叫你癫狂吗？
That has your bountifulness in education created a madness about you.
他的意思就是说，你那么聪明，你那么有学问，难道也发神经去传基督教吗？
Is it the case that you've been so educated that you seem to have gone crazy, whereas now you've turned to spreading the gospel?
记得唐崇荣牧师就这一节圣经有过这样的一些感慨。
I remember Stephen Tong had this following feelings concerning this passage.
他说今天在华人的教会里面。
That many in Chinese churches today.
他说为主癫狂、为主发疯的人没有学问。
That those that are on zeal or on fire or crazy for the Lord are the uneducated ones.
但是那些有学问的人不肯为主发疯。
And yet those who have education are unwilling to be bold for the Lord.
当我想到他这句话的时候，
And as I thought of that phrase that he gave,
我心里很有同感。
I echoed that same feeling.
但是感谢主，今天在各地华人教会。
But yet we thank the Lord that today in many Chinese churches,
我们看见很多人才，
we see many talented people,
但是我们也看见这些人才愿意把自己奉献给主来用，
who are willing to give them themselves to be used of the Lord.
所以我特别在这里呼吁，也要求弟兄姊妹多为我们教会这些参与在建筑施工的同工弟兄姊妹们为他们祷告。
So I covet your special prayers forOur brothers and sisters that are involved in the engineering and the architectural process of building the church.
我们非常谢谢黄江泰弟兄和他们同工们的一些努力。
We appreciate Brother Huang Jiangtai as well as his co-workers and the effort that they have made.
他们只有一个目的，就是为着福音广传的缘故，他们义务的把他们的时间献在神的面前。
And voluntarily they have given their time for the purpose of spreading the gospel.
好不好请弟兄姊妹再回到刚才招聘弟兄领我们所读的马太福音第22章。
So I invite you to turn once again back to the passage that was read earlier, the 22nd chapter of Matthew.
在中文圣经翻译的时候把罗马的皇帝翻成该杀，我不知道有没有特别的同音的意义在里面。
In the Chinese translation, I'm not sure if those that were translating purposely interpreted or translated Herod's name into Caesar's name, into the sounds are equivalent to he should be killed.
其实该杀就是我们一般所说的凯杀。在这一句主耶稣所说的话里面，
And in this phrase or in this passage which Jesus uttered,
耶稣提到上帝。
We see a reference made to God.
耶稣提到凯撒。
We see a reference made to Caesar.
换句话说，耶稣提到宗教信仰。
In other words, I think Jesus was referring to a religion.
他也提到政治形态。
As well as reference to a political orientation.
我们知道马太福音21章就是我们所读的这章圣经的前一章，耶稣进入耶路撒冷。
We know that in the 21st chapter, the one preceding. this chapter that we are reading today, in which describe Jesus entering into Jerusalem.
开始耶稣在地上三年半工作的最后一个礼拜最高峰的一段的记载。
And it is recorded there the climax of Jesus' ministry, 3.5 years of ministry there in Jerusalem for a week.
换句话说，当主耶稣进耶路撒冷开始。
In other words, when Jesus entered into Jerusalem,
法利赛人就用尽各种的方法想要除去他们的眼中钉。
The Pharisees tried every means possible to cast out the nail in their eye.
当时在圣经告诉我们说，法利赛人的领袖，他们商议要怎么样就着耶稣的话来控告，来陷害他。
It is described there that the Pharisees sought to use Jesus' own words to entrap him and to cause him to stumble.
表面看，这是一个非常卑鄙，非常这个借刀杀人的一个方法。
And it seems from the surface it's a very low-handed method that they employed.
但是他们除了让罗马政府、罗马政权来下手之外，他们没有杀人的权柄。
But except that the Roman officials themselves were to cast the order or the verdict to kill Jesus, they had no authority in and of themselves.
但是我们特别注意十六节，他们是用什么样的方法来达到这个目的。
But I want you to notice in verse 16 the method in which they sought to achieve their end.
他们打发门徒同希律党的人去见耶稣，然后用那些话来陷害耶稣。
It's described there that they sent their disciples along with the Herodians to entrap and entangle Jesus.
如果我们今天不明白这一段圣经的背景的话，
and if we are unfamiliar with the historical background of this passage,
我们没有办法了解这一句话的讽刺性。
We would know the irony that is crouched within this phrase.
因为法利赛人和希律党，他们是水火不相容的两种人。
Because the Pharisees and the Herodians were two groups of people similar to water and fire that cannot be joined together.
法利赛人是民族主义者。
The Pharisees were Democrats.
那么他们是反对罗马政府给当时的犹太人的逼迫和暴政。
And they were against the Roman Empire at that time for the torture and the control that the Roman Empire had.
希律党相反。
And yet the Herodians were the exact opposite.
希律党是跟希律王有关系。
Because they were connected with Herod.
因为希律王是罗马政府设在犹太的傀儡政权。
And Herod was a puppet government established by the Roman authorities there in Judea.
所以他们主张犹太人应该归顺于罗马人。
And so they espoused a loyalty that all should have to the Roman Empire.
我们在这里发现一个很滑稽的事情。
And so we see a very ironic situation.
法利赛人为了要达到除灭耶稣的目的。
That the Pharisees, in order to extinguish their enemy, Jesus,
他不惜与他们的水火不相容的政党来联手除灭耶稣。
They couldn't but join with their seemingly enemies as well to together with one effort destroy Jesus.
当我看这一段经文的时候，
And as I looked at this passage,
我给他取一个名字，
I thought of a certain phrase or a title,
叫做第一世纪的统一战线。
I labeled it the United Front of the First Century.
什么叫做统一战线？
What does it mean when I say United Front?
我们常常听见统战，统战。
We often hear about the United Front.
统一战线的定义是什么？
And what exactly then is a United Front?
请注意哈。
Please take note.
联合次要的敌人来对付首要的敌人。
And that is a United Front is when secondary enemies are joined together in a common opposition to a primary enemy.
我们看人类的历史里面。
And we have seen throughout history.
在政治。
Whether it be in politics,
很可惜的，在宗教的政治里面，
or maybe in church politics,
只有利害恩怨的关系，没有真正朋友的关系。
That oftentimes we see a camaraderie joined together not on mutual love, but of common enemy.
发生在政治里面，我们觉得没有什么稀奇。
And if it establishes or develops in politics, perhaps we are not surprised.
但是我们非常的心痛，看见统战的光景发生在教会的里面。
But I think it grieves all of our hearts when we see this united front effort put on within the church.
为了达到目的，我们甚至可以不择手段。
in order to the means justifies the end.
很多时候我们发现连在教会里面我们都不能够以真相待。
And oftentimes there's not a sense of genuineness in our relationship in church.
这些法利赛人来到耶稣面前起先给他戴了很多的高帽子。
So we see these Pharisees coming to Jesus and bragging or boasting about him.
我们在社会里面越有经验的人我们越怕这种东西。
And I think each of us, the more experience we have in society, the more we're fearful of this type of approach.
当一个人跟我们讲了许多的好话
After they have said many good things about
us,
we're waiting for just one word to appear.
就是 but.
但是
主耶稣在那里知道他们的恶意。
And so we see Jesus knowing their evil intent.
因为这个问题是个很难答的问题。
Because this was a question that was very difficult to answer.
那个时候罗马政府要求犹太人那三种罪。
It was at that time that the Romans required the Jews to give three different types of tax.
一种是土产税。
First of all, it was a ground tax.
你在所有的生产土里面生产的都要归十分之一给罗马政府。
10% was given from all of your ground or your property held to the Roman government.
另外一种所得税。
The second kind of tax was an income tax.
第三种是人头税。
And then the third, a poll tax.
这个地方就是讲到 poll tax, 就是这个人头税说的。
And we see the reference made here of that poll tax.
每一个犹太人。
And each Jew.
男人从14岁到65岁。
A male from the age of 14 to 65.
每一年要向罗马政府纳人头税。
Each year had to give to the Roman Empire a poll tax.
男的从14岁，我不知道为什么，女的要从12岁到65岁，每一年向罗马政府要捐这一个人头税。
Males began at the age of 14, but I'm not sure of why, but the females began at the age of 12.
这些犹太人非常非常不乐意这件事情。
And it was something in which the Jews took great dislike to.
所以他问这个问题是很难答的问题。
So we see that this question was indeed a very difficult question to
answer. 如果耶稣说那
If Jesus said give,
犹太人整个对耶稣的尊敬就完全就大失所望。
The respect that the Jews had for Jesus at that time would disappear.
如果他说不纳
if he said do not give,
那么他们马上就告他阴谋叛变。
Immediately they could label him a treasoner.
我们看十八节，耶稣知道他们的恶意。
And so we see here in verse 18, it is described that Jesus knew of their malice.
耶稣说：“你们这些假冒为善的人，为什么这样来试探我呢？”
And said to them, "Why do you put me to test, you hypocrites?"
然后就说了这一句很出名的话：“
And then,
凯撒的物归给凯撒，上帝的物归给上帝。”
And then uttered that very famous phrase, "Render therefore to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and to God what belongs to God."
这句话。不只是解决了当时的困境。
I don't think that this phrase only solved the immediate situation.
也解决了，也同时帮助历世历代的教会给我们一个很重要的一个启示。
I believe that it also gives the generations that have come since then, the churches, a great revelation.
弟兄姊妹，今天早上我要跟大家谈到的是到底圣经教导我们政治与宗教之间应该有什么样的关系？
And that is today, what exactly is the relationship between religion or faith and politics?
这个就是我所说的，在这一种的情况里面，给我们有机会好好的想一想这样的问题。
I think that is in these days that best suited for thinking about this problem.
在这一句话里面，我分两方面跟大家思想。
And I want to divide my thoughts in the following two areas.
第一个原则是什么？
First of all, a principle.
宗教与政治之间第一个原则是什么？
What is the first principle that we should hold to in this relationship?
我们从主耶稣的这句话很明显地看见，他提醒不只是当时的人，也是历世历代的基督徒一个尊重的原则。
We see a sense of reverence and respect that Jesus espoused not only at that time, but in the ages that have come since then for the government.
弟兄姊妹，我们不要忘记一个事实。
Dear brothers and sisters, let us not forget
基督徒是有双重国籍的人。
That Christians, as Christians, we hold citizenship in two different kingdoms.
保罗如此教导我们。
Paul likewise taught us.
彼得也是很严肃地这样教导我们。
Peter very reverently espoused the same.
因为时间的关系，我没有办法看两方面，我们只看彼得给我们的教导。
Because of time, we're unable to look at both of these Paul and Peter, but only to concentrate on the words of Peter himself.
保罗在彼得呃腓立比书讲得很清楚，我们是天上的国民。
There in Philippians, Paul very clearly espouses that we are citizens of the King.
我们看彼得前书第二章。
But if you will turn together with me to the first epistle of Peter, the first letter of Peter, the second chapter,
第九节
verse 9.
请各位自己看这一节圣经。
And I want you to pay close attention here.
在这里很清楚彼得提醒我们，我们有一个属灵和属天的一个地位。
And here Peter gives us this important dual relationship that we have.
同一章圣经里面
In the same book,
我们跳到十三节
If we were to jump to verse 13,
十三、十四两节，我想我们要一起来读这两节圣经
I think that we should read these two verses together, verse 13 and 14.
我们仔细看彼得在这里怎么样教导第一世纪的基督徒应当怎么样做一个好国民
To see the way in which Peter describes or exhorts first century Christians.To be good citizens of this world.
我们一同开口来念十三节、十四节。
Let us read together.
你们为主的缘故，要顺服人的一切制度，或是在上的君王，或是君王所派罚恶啥善的臣宰，罚恶赏善的臣宰。好，在这个地方，我们很清楚地看见彼得对当时弟兄姊妹的一个提醒。
And we see here a very clear indication of Paul's reminder to those Christians.
不止我们有双重的国籍
，Not only do we have dual citizenship，
我们也有双重的忠诚 loyalty。
That we have also a dual loyalty。
不要忘记一件事情，弟兄姊妹。
I don't want us to forget one thing。
保罗和彼得那个时代的政府是怎么样一个政府呢
？The government in which Paul and Peter lived was what kind was that kind of government?
是一个强权的政府。
It was a very authoritative type of government.
不只是个强权的政府。
Not only was it authoritative,
而且是一个迫害基督教信仰的一个政府。
It was also a government which purposely went to persecute Christians.
在这样的一种前提和环境的里面
and with that as a prerequisite and a surrounding,
保罗和彼得
we see here Paul and Peter
劝告当时的基督徒顺服执政掌权的
in espousing or encouraging the Christians to be subjected to each and every government.
不只是要尊重这一个国家所代表的政府
not only were they to respect the government itself,
而且这个政府是一个坏的政府。
This government was also an evil government.
甚至到一个地步
in order and to a point,
教会历史告诉我们
that in church history it is told,
保罗和彼得是在这样一个政权之下为着信仰而寻道
that Peter and Paul both gave of their lives under this type of government.
所以凯撒的物归给凯撒，上帝的物归给上帝，给我们看见一个第一个原则是尊重的原则。
And so we see that.Very important principle of respect and rendering unto Caesar what is his and unto God what is his.
我信主的时候是在台大念二年级。
I remember when I became a Christian, it was when I was a sophomore in college.
当我进台大二年，在台大的时候，我听说在我高四年的一个台大的学长。
I remember a fellow classmate or a schoolmate of mine who was a senior at that time.
他是个基督徒。
He was a Christian.
他还有一个月就台大毕业
and he had 1 month before his graduation.
但是他被台大开除
but yet he was expelled from the university.
为什么开除呢
Why was he expelled?
他坚决不向所谓国父遗像鞠躬，不向国旗敬礼。
He refused to bow in reverence to the flag as well as to the portrait of the founding father.
他觉得这是个拜偶像。
He believed that that was.Worshipping idols.
他觉得跟他的信仰冲突
Felt like it was contradictory to his faith.
所以他就坚持到甚至开除学籍的地步
And so he held his position even to the point of being expelled from school.
那时候我刚刚信耶稣
It was at a time which I myself had only become a Christian.
我非常非常敬佩这一个学长给我带来的见证
And I very reverently respected the testimony that this classmate or this schoolmate gave to me.
30年过去了。
30 years have passed.
今天我回过头来看这件事情。
And as I look back to that event,
弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
我还是一样尊重这个弟兄他在神面前的那一个见证。
I respect that testimony of that brother before the Lord.
但是就我个人来讲
，But yet to me myself,
我阅读圣经
，The more that I have read Scripture,
我不认为向国旗敬礼。是一个拜偶像的行为。
I do not believe that to bow to the flag is a sign of worshiping an idol.
原来我再说一遍，我尊重这个弟兄，他在神面前的见证。
Let me say again, I respect his position.
但是今天我们要来到神的话，对神的话有一个准确的了解，然后才有准确的应用。
But、yet I think we have to come to the Lord and His Word for an accurate understanding and then an accurate application.
朋友，你收听的是。福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，感谢你的收听，也希望你能为活在耶稣里福音施工祷告。如果你愿意用金钱奉献来支持福音节目，请在我们网站的首页点击奉献支持，与我们一起同工，带领更多的同胞来归向神的救恩。